the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is a Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, you have broken out the sledgehammer repeatedly in this Rays-Dodgers World Series on the over. Now, it actually went under for the first time in five games in the last matchup between these two squads. It's a 3-2 margin right now for the LA Dodgers. And will we crown a champion tonight? Another one in the City of Angels. Those spoiled, rotten brats out there in southwestern California hoisting all kinds of hardware, and could add to the trophy case tonight if the Dodgers can secure the W. But the total runs is at 8. 80% of the public spread tickets right now on the over. Are you joining Joe Public again?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Are you kidding me, man? First four games, the over was automatic. It was candy, man. It was raining from the pinata. Yes, I'm absolutely taking the over again. I'm also parlaying it with the Dodgers on the money line. I think it's done tonight. The heaviest juice tonight, Brad, according to our friends at DraftKings, is actually on Tampa Bay plus the run line, plus the 1.5.
Yeah, makes
that's
sense.
That's been juiced to a minus 175. Oh. So I'm staying away from that. I actually think it could potentially have that kind of a close game, but I'm staying away from that one because that's way too much juice. So I've actually parlayed the over at 8 along with the Dodgers on the money line at a minus 148 to put me up into the positive. And I think unfortunately, because I'm actually rooting for the Rays, but I think unfortunately it's going to end tonight.
Yeah, I got Blake Snell and Tony Gonsolin on the bump. And really, Gonsolin is really just a reliever, kind of a piece of what will be a larger puzzle that this organization puts together tonight. Gonsolin, in his last 7 2/3 innings pitch, he's given up at least a home run in every single turn. So the lumber will be laid out for both of these squads tonight. And, I think it's going to go over as well. I'm going to join you and Joe Public on that over 8 runs. And, yeah, I'm staying away from that juice, and I agree. On the run line with Tampa. And I agree that the Dodgers will be showering themselves in champagne come night's end. And look, if you want to get in on any of the World Series action, you want to peer ahead to the college football slate or maybe as well the NFL, you need to do it right now at DraftKings. And America's top-rated sportsbook app has a special offer for you. First off, you got to go out to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And once you do that, in a legal jurisdiction, they have got quite the offer right now. And to celebrate the showdown in Happy Valley this upcoming weekend in the Big Ten between Penn State and Ohio State, DraftKings is giving away all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either the Buckeyes or the Nittany Lions. Additionally, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users a chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And on top of that, sensational offer. Of course, they have odds boosts every single week in the NFL and various other offerings to tickle your fancy in the sports betting arts. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick either Penn State or Ohio State. Bet $1 on them and cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use that promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprise a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25X playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Tuesday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's peer ahead through the looking glass at the upcoming Week 8 slate of the NFL. We got what should be a bonanza of fantasy goodness, and probably for sports bettors as well, on Thursday night as Atlanta takes on the Carolina Panthers. These two teams met just a couple of weeks ago, with the Carolina Panthers securing the W on the road against those hapless Falcons. I'm taking Carolina again here, Lundy. I'm actually going to lay the 2.5. The over-under I'm going to reserve. Right now it's at 49. I'm kind of leaning toward the over, but I really like the Panthers minus the 2.5 more at a minus 112 juice. The Falcons are 2-5 ATS on the season. Carolina 4-3 ATS. Historically, Atlanta's really owned this series. 8-2 ATS in the last 10 matchups against the Panthers. But again, as I mentioned, Carolina won 23-16 in week 5 down there in hot Atlanta. And Atlanta, absolutely rubbish when it comes to defending the pass. 8.7 YP allowed. 344.4 pass yards per game allowed at the quarterback position. 19 touchdowns through the air in 7 games. Teddy Bridgewater went for 313 and a pair of TDs through the air again in week 5. And I think he could easily duplicate that. Mike Davis goes off. Maybe, just maybe, we get Christian McCaffrey back. I doubt it. I think he's going to be out one more week. But too much Robbie Anderson, too much DJ Moore, and too much just awfulness of the Atlanta Falcons. Fade or follow me on the Fighting Sir Purrs at minus 2.5.
What's that bear doing, bro? Brad, I'm going to follow you, but I'm actually going to zigzag here. I got to tell you something. One of the things I love about DraftKings is that they have fun with their odds boosts and things like that, right? You know, they do these different promotions. They do opportunities for you to win free bets. Brad, have you seen the special bet that DraftKings has put together for Thursday night?
Tell me.
They have. It's at a plus 440 for the Falcons to lead in the fourth quarter and lose the game.
Oh, that's spectacular. Oh, wow. You know, that's worth firing off at least an Alexander Hamilton, maybe an Andy Jackson, hell, maybe a U.S. Grant, the way that Atlanta has played this out time and time again.
You know you are in trouble if you're the Falcons, if DraftKings is trolling you.
Yeah,
plus 440 on that one. And yes, I have already placed a little side wager on that just because I think it's funny. Now, that said, I do think this is a game that Carolina will wind up winning. I think that that's a really low point total for them to be able to cover. And as you said, Atlanta's just a hot mess right now. So I will follow. I will give up the points, and I'll take Carolina.
Plus 440 for a fourth quarter Falcons meltdown? Count me in.
Number 4.
All right, moving on. Another matchup here, week 8 of the NFL. This one on the main slate on Sunday. Tennessee traveling to the Queen City to face the Cincinnati Bengals. And I am taking the home team plus 5.5 at a minus 112 juice. Now, this has actually gotten bet up. Had an open at 3.5, now up to 5.5. You look at Tennessee, 2-4 ATS on the season. Cincinnati covering machines. Lundy, 5-2 ATS. And the Bengals are showing some improvement defensively. Now, they still got a 5.1 yards per carry and 113.6 rush yards per game to the running back position. This bodes very well for Derrick Henry enthusiasts out there. This is probably going to be a 100-yard, maybe a multi-TD game for King Henry on the ground. But Tennessee has been overly forgiving defensively in their own right. 4.8 yards per carry allowed to the running back position, 282.3 pass yards per game surrendered, along with a 7.2 YPA given up through the air, and also the fifth most air yards per game. That definitely signals another maybe 300-yard game for Joe Burrow, who has done that frequently this season. So give me Cincinnati. I think this one's going to be a field goal spread by the end of it at the plus 5.5. That is hitting me in all the right spots. Fade or follow Cincinnati and those points.
Well, I'm going to slap you in the right spot then, because I'm going to fade you on this one. I think this is a touchdown game. I do agree that Cincinnati has looked better, but I also think that Tennessee, coming off of last week's loss, they've got an opportunity to rebound. I do think this is a Derrick Henry kind of game going up against the Bengals. So I think the Titans actually do cover this one. I don't think it's a field goal game. I think it's a touchdown game, and therefore I've got to fade you, and I've got to go with the Titans.
That's right. Remember to fade the Titans.
Number 3.
All right, it's our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, presented by, you guessed it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Look, if you can't wager on player props, maybe you're not in a legal jurisdiction, well, you could still get some props action right now at monkeyknifefight.com. It's simple. It's just more or less over or under on yards, touchdowns, fantasy points. It got it all at MKF, and it's just you against the house, not you against lineup accumulators like in other DFS games, and it's pretty simple. Go there now, monkeyknifefight.com. Use a promo code FTN when you sign up, and when you do input that promo code, you get a free $5 game on the house as a new user. Again, check them out, monkeyknifefight.com. Robbie Anderson, you mentioned his famous quote that was making the rounds. You know, what's that bear doing? 72.5 yards is a line in MKF, and I am taking the over against Atlanta. This is a really soft line. Overall, as Robbie Anderson has reached 74 yards or more in six contests this year, in the first matchup on 13 targets, 8 receptions, 112 yards, and he drew Kendall Sheffield primarily in coverage. And Sheffield this season, oh, he's a giver. A 120.3 pass rating, and get this, Lundy, 2.77 yards per snap allowed. That's one of the highest marks in that category of any qualifying DB. Robbie Anderson getting it done after the catch with a 6.02 yak per reception. Dude, I think he absolutely smashes the over on this. I would not be at all shocked if he hit the century mark yet again against those deep fried Falcons. Fade or follow my over, Robbie Anderson, 72.5 yards.
I'm absolutely going to follow on this one because I do think he is going to destroy this number. I don't think it's going to be close. This could be something where we're sitting midway through the third quarter and he's already at 75. I mean, I think this is just an easy one to be able to follow. Sometimes this is what you look for early in the week, Brad. We talk about it on this podcast all the time. Try to find those numbers that you can take advantage of early in the week when they get set. Obviously, with MKF, you're just looking at the, you know, higher or lower, more or less. But when these player props start to pop up across the books, it's time to take a look, try to find those numbers that are soft. This number is definitely soft. Robbie Anderson will knock this one out of the park like we're expecting perhaps tonight in the World Series, and therefore I'll follow and take the over.
Cha-ching! Cash on the Carolina Panther.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the Mile High City. It's going to be slightly warmer. Not nearly as snowy either on Sunday, with temperatures expected to be in the 60s. Very mild and lovely for this time of year on November 1st. You got the LA Chargers coming to town to face those Broncos. The Chargers covering machines in their own right. 5-1 ATS on the season. The Broncos have been quite respectable in that category as well at 4-2. Now, the Chargers have allowed the 12th most air yards this year, and they will have an advantage as the Chargers have allowed the second most slot yards. So it could be a whole lot of Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant in those situations, which should benefit, obviously, Drew Lock and this offense as a whole. But there are a lot of injuries, including Philip Lindsay, who's in concussion protocol. We'll see if he can escape that and be back on the field in time. But this is all about Justin Herbert, who has been quite the rookie sensation, Lundy. QB 10 in adjusted completion percentage this season. QB 8 in deep ball passer rating. Yeah, the Broncos have given up just 6.8 in terms of YPA through the air and 245.5 pass yards per game and just 8 passing touchdowns in 6 contests. Much improvement there for Vic Fangio's secondary. But Herbert is just a rolling boulder right now, and that howitzer is going to burn this defense deep with a whole lot of Keenan Allen, and I think Mike Williams could have a nice game as well. So give me the Chargers -3 with a -112 juice. Fade or follow?
I'm going to follow you on this one because, in fact, Brad, when the lines first came out, I think either late Sunday night, early Monday morning, I can't remember which, the over-under in this game started at 44. I jumped on that immediately, took the over, because I think there's going to be scoring in this game. As you said, the weather's going to be a lot nicer after that cold spell that we saw with the game with the Chiefs. I think Herbert can take advantage of this Broncos defense that continues to have injuries hit. And remember, this was supposed to be the Broncos' bye week. Week 8 was supposed to be their off week, which would have benefited Philip Lindsay being in concussion protocol, obviously. But now he does not get that added benefit of the week off. And I think they're going to be without his services this weekend, which means it's going to be all Melvin Gordon with a little sprinkling of Royce Freeman. I think that's trouble for Denver. I think they need Philip Lindsay out there on the field. But that said, Justin Herbert, who hopefully maybe you're somebody that actually went and placed a little bit of money on him to be offensive rookie of the year way back at the beginning of the season, you took him as a long shot, because now those numbers have been creeping lower and lower and lower and lower. Herbert has been fantastic hooking up with Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry. He's got two great receivers there. Heck, Virgil Green getting involved, yeah, for crying out loud. Justin Herbert, the thing that's impressed me the most, I joke about Virgil Green, the former Bronco, but what I like about Herbert, Brad, is that he is spreading the ball around. He is not the tunnel vision, which I have a concern that that's what Drew Lock's been doing, is staring down his receivers. He's got tunnel vision for Tim Patrick, which is great if you're a Tim Patrick fantasy owner. It's bad news for the Broncos because it's making the defense be able to anticipate what he's doing. So I like the Chargers in this one. I think -3 is too low. Jump on that number before it changes.
Buck the Broncos and play L.A.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, we got to talk about this spread, because it's pretty rare that you see one this massive in an NFL matchup. A Kansas City laying 19.5 against those god-awful, hapless puddle jumpers of New York. And, of course, I'm going to take KC. I'm going to lay the chalk here. How are the Jets going to be competitive? They're on the road at Arrowhead. There are going to be some fans there. The Jets are just tanking anyway. Now, they did cover the spread for the first time last week against Buffalo in the second roundabout with that franchise. It kept it competitive, kept Josh Allen on his heels. And the Jets, yeah, a moral victory securing that cover overall, but of course ended up on the wrong side in the end in terms of the overall score. They are 1-6 ATS this season. Kansas City, meanwhile, 5-2 ATS. The Jets have allowed the 6th fewest air yards per game, but they have the most missed tackles by a significant margin. That is football 101. They cannot corral a toddler right now, and that's very problematic. And you look at the Jets, you know, digging in a little bit deeper, 7.9 YPA allowed through the air, 4.59 yards per carry. And you know this is a revenge game for Le'Veon Bell, who's going to go nuts. I think Kansas City wins this thing by 24+. Fade or follow, KC, again, that mammoth 19.5 they're laying.
And not only that, Brad, it opened at 20.5. People are actually betting the other direction.
Yeah.
They're betting it down. I'll tell you what, I like the Chiefs to be able to cover. I will say that there's part of me that thinks there's so many people that are looking at the size of that number and are looking at the fact that the Jets were able to do what they did to Buffalo and thinking that somehow the Jets are going to be able to cover. I like the Chiefs to blow them out, Brad, but I'm not so sure that I'm not just going to keep an eye on this line here for another day or two just because people are betting it down. And so as much as I think the Chiefs are going to knock them right out of the park, I also think that maybe the public is going to see that big number and this thing is going to creep its way down a little bit. Maybe I can buy myself a little bit more of a cushion. Maybe it gets down to 18.5, maybe even to 18, and then I can jump on it again. So I agree with the blowout, but I think at this point I'm probably going to hold steady for maybe another 24 hours or so, see what happens with that line, and then jump in.
That's right. Fade the Jets. Win some cash. It's been a profitable endeavor for much of this season.
Well, hey, and they screwed me out of my 7-team parlay on Sunday by covering that damn spread. So I hope they get waxed by Kansas City.
Yeah, maybe indeed they will. Maybe indeed
Anger.
They will.
I'm on tilt, damn it.
All right, well, we got to get you back on the right track. And that is a wrap here on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy on Twitter. Follow me at Noisy Wavis. Drop us a rating and or a review, would you kindly? And check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. Until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.